Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever time is most appropriate for you as you are tuning in. Welcome to a brand new day with Stephanie J, and I am telling you, it is truly a brand new day, and I hope that you are enjoying your day wherever you are. Oh, it is hot here. It is humid, but I was reminded very early this morning to be grateful for the opportunity to be allowed to see this day, and it came in a most unexpected and unusual way. And I'm going to talk about it in a few minutes. Let me preface this by saying I do not own the rights to the song that is playing in the background. I do not own the rights. And I would say that today is a new beginning. It is a brand new season, and I'm walking in it, and it's just so unbelievable to see how God does his work behind the scenes. I am so amazed to just know that we have this awesome, awesome God who created the universe, and he created, the Bible says, the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. And that includes you and I. And it's just so amazing how he takes time for us, how he cares for us, even in the small details. I left out early this morning. I had a few things that I needed to do. And I looked at the time. I said, okay, it's pretty early, so I know a lot of things aren't open. And normally I would just, go to one of my gyms and, get a workout in and then, kind of move from there. But the gym I wanted to go to was in the opposite direction. Now I'm up by another gym, and I'm like, well, I don't want to go there today because I just went there 2 days ago. And so then I said, okay, I'll run around to Staples real quick to print something off because my son, I'll put you on blast, Christian. My son has been procrastinating the last, 3 days. I ordered some more ink for the printer, and I'm like, you got to hook this up. And he was like, well, you got to help me. I forgot, what I'm supposed to plug in here. And we kept saying we were going to get to it, and then we didn't get to it. And then I told him yesterday, I said, oh, I needed this printer, hooked up, but it was getting late. I said, all right, that's all right. We'll just deal with it tomorrow. So I said, well, let me just go around here and print this off. And then when I pulled up in front of Staples, they didn't open until 9. That's like a whole hour. So I said, okay. So then I decided, let me go to my gym that's not too far from here. And I'll just, do about an hour, and then I'll, go back to Staples, and then I'll go ahead and do what I need to do. I need to drop something off at the UPS, and I needed the label for it. So I pull in the parking spot. Normally, I don't get right out of my car. I sit and sometimes I'm finishing up a song, or, I'll do something. And I, for some reason today, I just got right out the car, went to my trunk, grabbed my gym bag. And as I'm, getting my things together, I hear somebody a good distance away saying, good morning, how are you? And I looked and I said, hi. And, he's, approaching me. And he said, how you doing today? And I said, I'm okay. He said, just okay? I said, yeah. He said, then why is that? You're alive. I said, okay. So we just kind of fell into a conversation. And when I tell you, I was so blessed because we had an amazing conversation. Really, we did. And I knew behind all of it, it was God. I knew that this was a divine appointment. And so I set my bag down and we got into the conversation and he started sharing his testimony with me. And I was just amazed. I was just like, oh, wow. Okay, I get you. And he was like, look, you got to be grateful. You know, you're alive and, you know, there are people who will want to trade places with you. And I'm not going to, I just want to give a little tidbit because I did tell him, I said, then you know, you're going to have to do my podcast. But he was just speaking and answering so many things that I had been questioning God about. And I shared, I said, you know, I just started a fast where I'm kind of doing water right now. And I'm just really seeking God for clarity because there's so much going on. And I told him, I said, I am being pressed in every area of my life. And everything I said, he had such a positive spin on. And it wasn't just all biblical, it was some Bible. You know, he gave me a few scripture verses. And before he could get them out, I was saying, you know, finishing them off and everything. So I was like, yeah, I know the word. It's not always easy when you're in it. And he was like, oh, I understand. But he said, let me tell you my testimony real quick. So he said, I won't be long. And I said, well, just to let you know, I said, I really came over here to kind of waste time. Not really waste time, but I'm like, told him about, you know, Staples and all that. So I really just came over here, you know, until it opened. So, you know, I'm not in a real big hurry right now. So he was like, okay, cool. So he just told me how he was released from prison 13 years and how he got out on an early sentence because of the work that Kim Kardashian was doing. And I said, that is amazing because I saw one of his services, Kanye's services, where some people that were released were there and they were doing like their raps and things like that. And I asked him, was he there? He said, no. So he began to tell me his testimony. And I was just like, wow, just amazed. Right. But as he's telling me his testimony, he's dropping all kind of stuff in there and he's saying stuff that I know the Lord is speaking directly to me. And I'm just like, okay, I'm listening. And he started to share with me about his books and how he started writing there and how, you know, he was doing art. And then, you know, now he's out and doing all these, you know, magnificent things with his works. And then I started sharing with him that, you know, both my son and I, we write, we have books on Amazon, and told him about my podcast and stuff like that and the music and all that. And he was like, what are you doing with this stuff? And I said, right now, I kind of took a pause with everything, so to speak. Like I said, I'm still working and I'm still doing it, but not to the degree that I was, because right now it's just so much stuff going on and it's so much pressure. And I said, I've gotten to the point where I just started saying to God, like, I am getting weary here. You're going to have to tell me what to do here because the season is just going on too long. So I was sharing with him about this ongoing battle that I've been going through, you know, with this housing situation and stuff. And I've talked about it on a few episodes and how I just said to, you know, was talking to the lawyer and the investigator that's dragging this thing on, the investigator, how I've been dealing with these agencies. And I just told them yesterday, I said, I've had enough now. This has been going on 5 years. And I basically told them, wrote a very lengthy email. And I said, you know, you continue on with your investigation, but
if I'm going to have to keep telling my story and putting this stuff out there and I'm not getting any results, I said, then it's time to go to the other side. I'll go to the news media and in these different organizations that I'm sure I will get a different response from. And, you know, the gloves are coming off, basically. And so he started saying things like, it's time to tell your story. He said, it's time. You have to let people know how good our God is. And I just started laughing. And I said, you know, it's funny because I started, you know, a few weeks ago, about 2 weeks, I put out, you know, this podcast episode. And when I was doing it, it was pouring down, raining out, and a whole lot of stuff was going on. And then I was having some technical difficulties and stuff like that. So when I went home, listened to it, the music was coming through really loud and things like that. So my son was like, you shouldn't redo it, Mom. And I was like, nah, I don't want to put that up. So I pulled it. And then the next day I felt impressed to do it again. And this time I gave out a lot more detail about the situation or whatever. And then I was still kind of questioning it. So I had my son listening to it with me, you know, later on. And I was like, you know, tell me what you think, because he knows this stuff and he's been around it and he understands it. So he said, I'm proud of you. And he gave me applause. You know, he sent all these hand claps or whatever. And he was like, I'm proud of you for opening up and finally speaking about things that you've been holding in for so long. And I think it's good. So I put it up and it was up there for a while. And I was talking to a family member the last few weeks, and I was sharing, like starting to open up a little bit, sharing some things, not really telling her what was going on. But I mentioned a few things, and then I sent her a text, and it was the exact words that he said. But at the end of it, I just was saying, you know, I've been going through a lot of spiritual warfare. It's been a lot going on. I've been like standing in this stuff, and I've been alone through this. But I said, God said, it's time. I still have that text message. I said, God said, it's time. It's time to tell my story. It's time to come out now. And haven't heard from her since. And it's been a couple of weeks. So I said, okay. So it kind of made me second guess myself and question. So I went and I listened to it again, and I just kind of unpublished it. I left it there, but I just unpublished it. And then I started saying, well, God, is this you or is this me? And, you know, is it the frustration, the level of frustration? And believe me, I have every reason to be frustrated. That's not even a question. I said, but I need to know what steps you want me to take. And so I decided last week, I'm going to do this fast, and it's for health reasons and things like that. But I know when I begin to fast, and I've done some episodes about it, you begin to get clarity. And these days is coming faster. Let me say, I'm going to turn the radio up a little bit because I have my air conditioner on in my truck. But when I start to fast, things just start to open up. And so it started this morning. And Carlos was such a blessing. I mean, he shared so much. And he gave me so much to think about, and he was giving me different ideas and avenues for my books. He's like, come on, you got all these books, you and your son just sitting on Amazon. He said, girl, you're sitting on a fortune. I said, yeah, I've gotten that word many a times. He said, then you're talking about music and you're doing it, and you could do this and you could do that. So, I mean, we talked about a good hour. And then he goes over to his car. We're leaving. He had prayer with me. He started reciting the Lord's Prayer. So we did that together, and he prayed for me. And I was just thanking him. I was like, man, it feels so good. He doesn't know. It feels so good to have the shoe on the other foot, because these are the things that I'm always doing. I'm always out ministering and encouraging people and helping. I told him about how I've, you know, been feeding people over 30 years, and the, you know, necessity for love, my ministry. And I'm always giving out books, giving out our stuff, giving out. And, you know, he was like, it's time for you to cross that finish line now. It's time for you to get up and do this. And I was like, I know. And he went to his car and he gave me these little cards. And I thought they were just business cards. It's the coolest thing I've ever seen for an author. He has his books where you can scan it and you can download his book. And one of them has a video attached. So having, you know, gotten in, I'm still out taking care of stuff. So I said, I'm definitely going to check that out, and told him, you know, I'll send you, you know, some of my links. But man, I was feeling so invigorated after I left him. And I was like, okay, you know, I had to go all the way down the other end of the highway and do some things. So I said, well, you know what? I didn't go in this gym. I said, I'm just going to go in my gym for about 20 minutes because I, you know, I go a couple days a week because I want to keep it. It's they're paid for. So I want to keep my gym memberships active and things like that. So I said, you know, I'll just go in here for a little bit. And I go back into the locker room and I start getting my stuff together to, you know, to go change. And when I walked in, there was a young lady in the mirror and she was flat ironing her hair. And when I was coming up, you know, our eyes met. So I just kind of smiled at her and, you know, went back in the changing room. And so I came back out, walked past, and then I put my stuff in a locker. And then when I was coming back past her, she said, hi. She said, I just want you to know I'm not being rude or anything. And I said, no, that's cool. And she said, I just, you know, I said, look, I understand. And then I went and put my stuff on the sink across from her. I said, I feel like that a lot of times. I said, but you know what? We're all going through stuff. And that we fell into a conversation, but it was like a similar conversation to what Carlos and I had just had. And we just end up encouraging each other. And we started talking like, you know, we were two old friends just kind of catching up. And she was saying the same thing that I was saying about Carla. She said, man, you just said a few things that kind of opened my eyes to something. And I said, you know what? That's the season right now. And that's what God is doing. And I'm so grateful for it. I'm so grateful that I'm able to be obedient and I'm able to hear his voice. And I'm so glad that despite all I'm walking through, despite all they're going through, what they've been through, Carlos has an amazing, amazing testimony, and he's out here. And I made a statement to him. I said, it's so amazing that I said, you were physically locked up. I said, I've been out here free, but I've been mentally locked up. And you're out here and you are free. Your mind is, he said, that's right. Because I started speaking to myself. He said, you have to say the things that you need to tell yourself. Forget about everything else. Forget about what this person is doing. Forget about that. Forget about all you're going through. And he's like, I know it's not easy, but in order to get where you need to go, you have to do these things. He said, so I started talking to myself. He talked about three phrases that he kept saying to himself when he was there. And he was like, and now I'm out here and I'm doing these things. And so we talked about the system and I was telling him how I'm actually unbelievably entangled in a system that I already knew was broken, but God allowed me to get into this system to see it firsthand. And it was something that I kind of kept quiet about and then open up in some avenues because of the shame, the embarrassment, like letting people know what you're dealing with. And it's like, wait a minute, you're supposed to be, you're a minister and you're this and you sing and you're doing this and all you're so anointed and you're this and that and you're dealing with this. And so, yes, I let the devil, you know, remember, the Bible says he comes only but for to kill and to steal and to destroy. That's how the King James Version says it. That's all he's coming for. And so he does everything he can possibly do to silence the voice of believers because he doesn't want that word getting out. The Bible said we overcome by the word of our testimony, the blood of the lamb, the word of our testimony. He doesn't want us to overcome. But that same Bible says that we are overcomers. And in order to overcome, you have to come over something. And so I was sharing with him. I said, man, I've been coming through stuff. It's like ever since my pastor prophesied publicly in a crowded storefront church in Philadelphia. I said, it's like it's been a target on my back ever since. And he said, yeah, that's how it goes, Job. He said, because you have to have a testimony. And he said, your voice, he said it a few times. He said, you have to tell your story because it's going to give glory to God. It's going to be known that nobody did it but him. And I said, it couldn't be anybody else because he's the only one here. There isn't anybody else here now. God has used people instrumental and has been, I won't even say friends, but it's been kind of people on the outside or people in the legal system that has, you know, been there to help and to guide me and to do certain things, you know, through the years, because it's just been so much. But I said, you know, it's funny because we have to be careful what we say. I told him, I said, even to God, because I used to say those, you know, we were taught to pray all these prayers back in Kojic. And I would say, God, even if I have to go alone, even if I have to walk through this alone, I'm going, God, I'm not turning back. I'll never, you know, go backwards. And I'm this and that. And it's like God says, okay, yeah, we'll see. We'll see in time. So he knows what's inside of me. Like he offered up Job. He said, have you seen my servant? Have you thought about my servant Job? So God knows what's in us. And I thank God I can say that all of these years throughout it all, I'm still walking with him. It's been hard. It's been very difficult. It's been a very trying several seasons, not a season. These seasons have been trying. And it's like every time I feel myself coming through and things start to shift, something else comes. Something else happens. And I'm like, come on, God, really? How long? How long? How long? How long? And he said, well, unfortunately, sometimes things still have to be burned off. And I said, I was just reading in Daniel about the Hebrew boys in the fire. So, you know, we understand all of this, but doesn't necessarily mean that it feels good when you're going through, especially when it's people who you're close to, people who say they love you, people who say they got you, people who say they're going to be there, you know, and they're doing all kinds of stuff. And you're like, really? Really? Really, God? Really? And God's like, don't put that on me. You made that choice. Oh, yeah, that's right. My bad. I know we don't say that anymore, but it's true. Some things we get ourselves into. Not obeying, not listening to God, not following his plan, not doing his will. You know, sometimes we want to be grown and we want to do all the things that we want to do. You know how it is. I'm going to leave that alone because that can spiral into some other things. But he said to me, so you have your podcast and stuff. And I said, yeah, so when I'm like 17 platforms, he said, are you doing it actively? I said, I do my podcast. And he started shaking his head. I said, I do it once in a while to keep it active because of the work that it took to build it up. Believe it or not, I don't always feel like doing this. I don't always feel like talking. I don't always feel like encouraging people when I'm going through. So he said, no, you need to get back to that. You need to do this. You need to do that. So anyway, I'm getting back on it, Carlos. I'm gonna get back on it. And so I'm just grateful. I'm just thanking God. I'm gonna sign off here because I do need to take care of some more things. I've been out all day. I'm ready to go back home, get out this heat. But I want you to be blessed on this day. And as Carlos said to me, be grateful because there is somebody who would love to be in your shoes. And we all know that that's true. No matter how much is coming against us, he said, your problems are not bigger than your God. Your God is bigger than your problems. So I'm going to leave you with that. And I'll talk to you all soon. Be blessed.